Neighbors help six children who lost mom to alleged domestic violence. By Amy Furr on January 30, 2020. Community members are offering support to six children whose mother was allegedly stabbed to death in an act of domestic violence in Mifflin Borough, Pennsylvania, last Friday. Cindy Cienic Valencia was reportedly stabbed 10 times in the middle of the night by her boyfriend, 29-year-old Luis Lopez, according to CBS 21. When police responded to the 911 call, they found Lopez standing outside of the house with his hands and clothes covered in blood. The suspect reportedly told police he was sorry and did not know why he stabbed the woman. He also claimed the cocaine he used had caused him to hallucinate. Lopez was arrested on multiple charges, including homicide and endangering the welfare of a child, CBS 21 reported. Following the tragic incident, Cienic Valencia's brother, Julio Valencia Velez, set up a GoFundMe page to help support the children now living with their grandmother. "The hourly wage she was earning, is incomprehensible," he said. "There's no way she can afford to provide for all six children." Thanks to the generosity of friends and neighbors, the fundraiser quickly surpassed its goal of $3,000 and brought in over $28,000. On the page, Valencia Velez, a medical student, said his beloved sister was one of the strongest women I have ever met, adding that she had been saving money to escape her difficult situation. He wrote, "In the last 2 years, my sister committed herself to finding a better life for herself and her kids. She enrolled in an accelerated nursing program, and while maintaining a life for three kids, two babies, and being pregnant, she juggled all of life and the violence, and was able to graduate valedictorian of her class. She became a nurse to provide a better life for her and her kids." Valencia Velez said he was grateful to everyone who donated money to help his sister's children. However, he knows their road to recovery will be long. "Valentina, the third youngest, she has been asking about her mom, that she wants to see her," he commented. "But the older three have been struggling very, very hard."